everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is about 11 a.m. Pacific time on the 17th of June. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. I want to let you know that we are over in the chat room, and you can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button, and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. It's a private group, so you'll want to ask for entry, but we'll let you right in, and you'll find my banner pasted right at the top of the page, and you can comment there. I have an eye on that during the show, so if you want to ask a question or leave a comment, that's a great place to do it. I am also live streaming this event if you'd rather watch than listen, and simple enough. Just head over to YouTube or Facebook, look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you'll find the live stream. So, simple enough. We should be able to connect one way or the other. How are you guys doing? How was your weekend? Everybody good? Thank you, Sid. It's actually a fox. You know how I love foxes. I know. I've kind of been maybe unacceptable amount of fox and crow shirts. But speaking of crows, let's talk about the most important thing we have to talk about today. The crows. Actually, I have a big show planned, so maybe I'll lay that out first. And then we'll talk about the crows, because come on. This is the summer solstice show. So I called the Luminous this week, Season of Light. I called the show Season of Light. We are talking about the solstice. We're here. Can you even? Are we halfway through this year? Yes, just about. So the solstice is on Friday. So I'm super glad to get to do this show today. I love it when it's, you know, I can do a show a few days beforehand so that we can, you know, start making some plans. Because what are you going to do for the solstice? Yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about. I do have a card spread I'm going to teach you today for the summer solstice. So due to that, I will tell you now so that if you want to grab a deck of cards and work alongside of me, you certainly can. So now you know. And we'll get into all of that here in a minute. But yes, let's talk about the crows. The babies are out. Oh my God. This is them. There's three. Three. I have never seen these guys have three babies. I've seen one a few times. I have seen none last year. Last year we had this really shitty spring that we had some really awful storms after the crows had come back and started nesting, and they didn't get a baby last year. But at least I don't think they did. But this year we had a really mild spring, and look what happened. So on Thursday, I started hearing the crows doing a lot of scolding. Just bitching up in my trees, in my backyard and my front yard. And I told Scott, I think we have babies getting ready to come out, because that's when mom and dad start acting this rude. They're out warning everybody, get away, my baby, you know. So I figured. And then Friday, when I went out to feed, so my procedure is always the same, and it's always just about the same time, you know, give or take maybe 20 minutes. But I go out to the feeder, peanuts and cat food. I blow the crow call three times, and then I say, hello, my friends. So they, you know, are very used to my voice. And then I go in the house. But a lot of times just doing that, I'll start seeing the crows swooping in. Sometimes the magpies come in too. There's some other little tiny blackbirds that come and hang out, and I think really like the cat food. That's what they snatch. But a lot of times I'll see some crows at that time. I didn't see anybody, so I'm like, that's cool. That's fine. I go in the house, and within, oh, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes, I am hearing some serious complaining in the front yard. So I was like, oh, we got a cat in the feeder. We haven't had a cat in the feeder all spring. I think that cat that I was feeding and kind of battling all the time, she seems to be gone. Unfortunately, I don't really know where she would have gone, but she's not coming and eating anymore at all. And I did have her every day for quite a while. So anyway, I go out there and no cat, no intruders, just three babies sitting up in the pine tree. And mom and dad are swooping around. When I walked out there, they both swooped around me a little bit, like, hey, lady, mind your manners. But there they were. And then yesterday, I could hear a baby just screaming its head off. And the baby crows, they sound like crows, except for kind of more gravelly, in my opinion. So I'm hearing this baby just screaming its head off. And I was like, oh no, do we have a baby that fell, or are we having a problem? So I go out front, and what I see is up in one of my birch trees, or my, not birch, one of my maple trees, five, all five of them up in there. So I have three in a row, two babies that were coming and going. They were hopping down and running around on the grass a little bit and pecking around and then flying back up. But the one baby, and all I'm guessing is it must be like the youngest one to hatch, just a little bit further behind. But she was just bitching and bawling. And every so often, Mama would snatch food out of the feeder or get something off the ground and head up there and stuff something in her mouth and calm her down for a few minutes. So, anyway, I am having the time of my life watching these baby crows. It's so exciting and fun. So, had to share them with you guys because I know you know how much I love this. And how much some of you guys love it too. So pretty cool. Also, just had to share a magical picture of Mr. Bruno. Is he not just so damn handsome? He does the show with me almost every week. Luca and Bruno are in their beds right next to me right now, but they don't like being on camera. I don't know. Bruno just gets uncomfortable. Luca acts embarrassed. He kind of has this, he'll get this kind of like weird grin on his face, like, I don't know what to do with this. So we won't make them be famous. They don't like it. But come on. Is that not the cutest face you've ever seen? Yeah. That's all. Well, let's get into it. Just checking out the chat room real quick. Okay. I already put a link to Luminous in the chat rooms. So let's pull Luminous up. All right. So, of course, this is the Season of Light edition. And we're talking about the summer solstice. So, the summer solstice is a day of light, of growth, and of renewal. It's considered to be one of the most sacred days of the year, in some cultures, especially past ones. It usually occurs between June 20th and June 21st, which is true this year. It's had strong spiritual significance in a lot of different cultures. In the New Agey community, we usually see it as a time to reflect, honor the sun's abundant energy. And boy, is it abundant currently. And embrace the magic of the season. This is a magical time. Just in the way that the winter solstice tends to be a more restful time, the summer solstice seems to be a time that is a little more, it can be really introspective too, like the winter solstice, but it seems to be one that gives us a little bit more energy for goals, hopes, dreams, driving forward, that kind of thing. So, we know that the winter solstice has been celebrated for centuries. Of course, a lot of ancient cultures celebrating the summer solstice and or worshiping and celebrating the sun were deeply embedded in their rites. Solstice itself comes from a Latin word solsticium, which means the sun stands still. As you know, it seems as though the sun makes an apparent pause before it changes direction. This is the day that the sun reaches the highest point in the sky, filling the earth up with maximum light and energy. It is, of course, also the longest day of the year. Can you imagine? That's Friday, and then the days are going to start getting shorter again. Very slowly. It's not like you'll notice it for a good long time, but It's already happening. Seems like time just moves so fast. Solstice has always been seen as a time of fertility, abundance, and renewal. The Egyptians celebrated solstice by honoring the sun god Ra, of course, who was believed to be at the peak of his power during this time. The Celts celebrated with feasts and rituals to honor the life-giving energy of the sun. Solstice was a time to celebrate the fullness of the earth's bounty and to prepare for harvest. As we know, a lot of cultures still celebrate the summer solstice, the turning of the wheel. So let's talk about it for you. What does it mean for you? Well, one thing that a lot of people do at this time is they create a summer solstice altar or just build on the altar that you have. The turn of the wheel, a lot of times, if you have an altar, is a good time to just reevaluate what's on your altar and why. Then, if you need to refresh, or if you want to, or if you just want to add something. So, here's some thoughts for your altar. If you don't have an altar and you want one, all you have to do is find a spot in your house. This could be the top of a dresser, it could be at the top of a bookshelf, or just any shelf. It could be a table, a little spot on the counter, whatever. Wherever you have a little place that you can call a sacred space for you, doesn't matter where. If you have cats, you want to be sure it's a spot where they can't just muff up your stuff. I know some people that their altar is just a little spot that's under a cloche, like a big glass dome, so that their cats can't mess it up. That's a thought too. So, what do you put on a solstice altar? Well, you might consider sun symbols. Sun symbols incorporate symbols of the sun, right? So, how about candles, gold, yellow, or orange? Crystals like citrine or sunstone or yellow calcite. Solar deities that resonate with you. You could have images or effigies of gods or goddesses like Helios, Apollo, or Sol, or others that symbolize fertility, symbolize new birth, or symbolize the sun. How about flowers and herbs? This is a great time for that, right? You could put cut flowers that you arranged. You could put a pot of flowers that you're just going to water and let live. That's up to you. But things like sunflowers, marigolds, daisies, bright, sunny, yellow things are perfect. You probably have herbs that are ready to harvest already if you're growing them. You probably already started harvesting. You can add things like basil, rosemary, lavender, or anything else that you have that you want to. Hell, fill it up with dandelions if you want to. They're a beautiful sign of the sun. In general, golden and yellow colors. So, this is about light and illumination, right? So, things that represent those energies. Yellow cloths, gold or gold jewelry. Anything that shines and reflects the sun's rays, like a prism or something like that, is a great thing to put on an altar like that. How about nature offerings? Since the solstice celebrates the fullness of the earth, you could consider fresh fruits, berries, grains. You could put a small bowl of water to symbolize the balance of fire with the sun, the water. Of fire, which is the sun, sorry, and water, which is the earth's nourishing force. Need them both. Candles, obviously candles, or lights, if you have like little fairy lights or something like that that you want to add. Awesome. Candles, or the candles that are just battery powered are fine too. Lighting a candle on the solstice, a real candle with real fire is a good way to honor the sun's energy. So you might choose to light a candle for intention for the coming months. You might choose to do a little bit of candle magic that way. And then, of course, celebration. Do you want to celebrate the solstice? Do you want to do something? I know I've said this a million times, but around the solstices, I always feel this around every turn of the wheel. I feel this desire to do something. Some kind of ritual, some kind of something, something. So this always resonates with me to do something that marks the turn. So you could consider on the solstice a nature walk or hike safely. If a walk or a hike is out of the question for you, consider a drive. Consider taking a drive in a place that's full of nature and beauty where you're not having to drive at breakneck speeds, but where you can slow down and roll down the windows and breathe in some fresh air. You could visit a park and maybe just sit on a bench for a while or walk around. You can just sit somewhere safely in sunlight to feel the sun on your skin. Breathe it up, soak it in. Sun gazing safely. As the sun sets or rises, you can practice sun gazing for a few moments. You never look at the sun directly or for too long, but gazing as the sun rises or the sun sets is a powerful way to celebrate the sun and to notice the sun. Do you guys have pretty sunrises and sunsets where you live? I know some of you do and some of you don't. We have astonishing sunsets here. Probably sunrises too, but I don't see them so often. But the sunsets here frequently are just, they're astonishingly beautiful. So that always resonates with me to just pay attention. Fire rituals. When the sun's at its peak, this is the time, right? So, you can light a bonfire. You can have a small ritual fire, safely, of course. You can just light a candle if that's what you can do. But lighting a fire of some sort and sitting with it is a really good way to notice the solstice. Dance and movement. Dancing, doing yoga, just moving your body is a good way to celebrate the solstice, but also to just, let the sun's energy ignite your creativity and your sense of vitality. And then obviously meditation and reflection. This is a big one. Go outside. Sit in the shade. Sit in the dappled shade, maybe. Get a little bit of sun. And meditate. And maybe you're focusing on things that are important to you, personal growth or what you've achieved so far this year, or what you want to manifest, or just maybe you're just looking for some comfort, maybe you're just looking for some physical energy, maybe you're just looking for some connection to something bigger than you, a connection to your ancestors, perhaps, or to the spirituality that you are the most drawn to. But a meditation for that is brilliant. Remember that the summer solstice is a time of balance and potential, right? So, it's a good time to recalibrate. It's a good time to look at the next 6 months of the year and think about where you've been so far and where you want to go. How about a solstice craft of some sort? Make something by hand. It could be a sun catcher or a piece of artwork or paint a rock or cook something, crochet something. Do whatever. That's up to you. Whatever you're drawn to. Write a poem. Pardon me, or a short story or something like that. Write a blog. Do something creative to mark the solstice. How about hosting a gathering? If you can, this is a great time to invite some friends or loved ones over to celebrate the solstice. You could have a potluck or a picnic or just a sunset gathering. You could have a little drumming. You could have a fire. I mean, that totally depends on what you can do. One time a few years ago, I decided I wanted to host a little group. I didn't really want to do it at my house. I'm not. I didn't want to have people I didn't really know, at my house. So, and I wasn't really sure who was going to come. So I did it at a local park that has little campground spaces. And that was the coolest experience. People came. Some people I knew, some people I didn't know well, but I just kind of put an open invite out on social media to come and join me. It was a drumming. It wasn't for the solstice. It was for a very specific situation or a specific need in our community. But at any rate, that was so powerful to just get that group together. We drummed, we visited, we sat around the fire. Wow, it was cool. If you can do something like that, consider it. Also, look around. It could be that there are other solstice situations. There are other solstice celebrations happening around you that you may be able to benefit from as well. All right. So whatever you do, just notice it. Set some time aside on Friday and into Saturday, or just throughout the weekend, whatever works for you. The solstice does not have to be celebrated at the very moment of solstice, right? We're talking about a little chunk of time. Consider what you want to do and at least notice it. At least sit with that sunset. Do something. It feeds you. It edifies you. It's good for your spirit. And tell me what you did or what you're going to do. I'm curious. Tara said she has a festival like every solstice. You seem to, don't you? Thank you. She said, happy almost birthday. Yeah, my birthday is next Tuesday, actually. All right. Moving on. My tip this week is an oracle card spread. So I included a video of it in Luminous so that you would have it. And you really are just going to have to pause it in the spots that, so that you can read each thing and get your cards together. But I'm going to give it to you here as a PowerPoint instead. Trying to use tech to our every advantage, right? Okay. So let's talk about it. This is a time, if you want to carry along with me, you can grab a deck of cards. I do want to tell you, though, that I did put this up as a video reading over at Want to Listen. So if you want a summer solstice reading, other than the one you're going to give yourself, I would be happy to do that. So I'm putting a link up. I used to always do solstice readings, and I don't know why I'm not anymore, but I thought it would be fun to get back to that. So this is super simple. It's an email reading. So all you have to do is purchase it, and I put links in all the chat rooms. All you have to do is purchase it, and then there's a little box. You have to put something. So, write something in there about what you're looking for or what you would like to experience or what your goals are or whatnot. And then I will do the reading via video, and I'll send you a link so that you can go back and watch it as many times as you want to. It is a six card spread. Yeah. All right, so let's take a look. All right, so this spread is about embracing light, growth, and manifestation. So again, we're talking about abundance, illumination, and aligning with the peak of the summer, or the sun's energy, summer sun, I guess. That's what I really wanted to say. This spread is designed to help you tap into the powerful forces of light and growth, reflecting on where you're going in your journey and where the sun's energy can guide you moving forward. Whether you're seeking clarity, renewal, or setting intentions, this is a spread for harnessing the magic of the season. When I do a spread today, I would like to read it for one of you. Well, if somebody in the chat room would like a reading, throw your name in there and I'll pick one of you and I'll use you as an example. You'll have to be willing to let me use you as an example as well. But we'll do that together. Pardon me. All right, Lillianne, you are in the hot seat. All right. So this is a spread of six cards. Every card represents a different aspect of your solstice energy and helps illuminate your path forward. Use a deck that speaks to you. Use a deck that you love. You can use a traditional tarot deck. You can use a favorite intuitive deck, an oracle deck. That's totally up to you. So let's talk about the cards. So the first card is the Sun's Illumination. So I'm not going to start pulling cards yet. We'll talk through this and then we'll go back. So this is the card that represents areas of your life where the sun is shining the brightest. What are you seeing right now? What insights or truth are coming to the surface? This helps you to tune into, pardon me, helps you tune into the clarity that you can get from the solstice. So that's the first card. Again, the first card is what is currently being illuminated in my life. The second card is the growth and harvest. What is ready to be harvested or nurtured? Obviously, the solstice represents growth. This is a period or a peak of growth. So this card shows you what you've been working on that's ready for manifestation or needs a little more nurturing to get to its potential, but a part of you or your life that could use a little more. This could be a project, it could be a revelation, it could be a change of your mind, a part of yourself that you're really just ready to move forward on. The third card is the Shadow of the Sun. What needs to be released or transformed? There's always a shadow, right? Even the brightest sun casts a shadow somewhere. So this card is an invitation to look at what could be holding you back, either consciously or subconsciously. This is a card that helps you tune into what fears or doubts or negative patterns need to be released to make space for abundance that the sun offers. Well, this slide's a little muffed up. I didn't see that. This is card number four, solar power. What personal strength or power can I harness? So, this is representing vitality, power, and inner strength. This is the card that reveals the qualities within you that you can tap into to move forward with confidence. Question being, what power lies within you that can support you in reaching your goals or manifesting your desires? Card number five, the path forward. What steps should I take to align with my highest potential this season? So, this is the card that gives you some guidance on how to align with the sun's energy and how to manifest your highest potential. And then, card number six, this is your summer solstice blessing. What blessing does the sun wish to offer me? So, you can see this one as a special blessing from the sun or the divine energy of the sun on the solstice. So, how to use the spread? All right, we've done this a lot of times, but I'm going to teach a couple of things because you might not remember, or I might do it differently than someone else, or maybe you're brand new around here and you don't know. So, you're going to take your deck. I like to knock on it. You should clear your deck every time you use it because whatever you used it for before is now done. I just like the sharp knock. You can also put them out in the moonlight. You can put them in a singing bowl and give it a couple of good sings or bangs or clangs. You can use a little smoke over it. That's up to you. But to me, a sharp knock is just fine. That's just knocking out the old, making room for the new. You're going to pull your cards and you're going to lay them out. Either you can put them in a circle if you want to, or just, in a straight line in front of you if that's what you have. You'll start calling, pulling your cards one at a time, start one through six. When they're all pulled and they're all face up and you're looking at them, then you can just take a little time to tie the whole thing together. I like to read them one at a time first, partly because I get distracted, so I want to see the first card first, second card second. I would never flip them all at the same time. Now, if that's how you operate, that's cool. That's fine. For me, my thought process, I don't want to get tugged a different direction or have what I'm seeing on card six affect what I'm seeing on card two. You know what I mean? So that's how I do it. But there's no really wrong answer, right? And that's it. That's how you do it. So let's go back to card one. This is the sun's illumination. So, Lillianne, you are up. So, I knocked my cards. I'm going to shuffle them a few times. And I'm just shuffling them. I'm just holding space for them to help bring me the right message for Lillianne. That's the space I'm holding with my cards while I shuffle them. Okay, card number one. This is the sun's illumination. Okay, working left-handed here. All right, now card number two. What is ready to be harvested or nurtured? And again, I'm just reaching around my cards and pulling out the one that feels correct. And then card three. Hey, JR. The shadow card, what needs to be released or transformed? All right, solar power, what personal strength or power can I harness? That's card number four. If you've done a reading like this for yourself before, you know that when you go to pull your cards, you just usually have one that feels pretty magnetic to your hand, or you have a tingling in your hand, or some kind of a tell that helps you know this is the card I want for this. So card number five, the path forward. And if you're working alongside of me, you're pulling cards right now, right? All right, and card six, summer solstice blessings. What blessings does the sun wish to offer me today? Okay. Okay, so now all of our cards are pulled. Mine are face down in a row in front of me. And again, if you wanted to arrange these more in a circle to represent the sun, you could do that. That's totally up to you. All right, let's backtrack it so that we can start reading cards. All right, so the first card is the sun's illumination. What is currently being illuminated in my life? So, Lillianne, the first card I pulled for you is the moving on card. This is where energy is shining the brightest and moving on from things that aren't serving you anymore. I know that you have wondered for a while now about certain friends, if they're people that you still want to, or even old love interests, if they're people that you really still want to allow into your life. And I feel like this is a good, strong affirmation that it's okay to move on from those that you don't align with anymore. I feel like what is being illuminated for you really is what isn't bringing you joy anymore. Moving on from things that aren't making you feel good, right? That could be so many different things. That could be the way you're taking care of yourself. Hey, Jackie. It could be the way you are interacting with others. It could be social media. It could be where you're spending your time. I mean, you know, this could be a lot of things, but when this card is being shown as the illumination, that's a good, solid affirmation that some things that you've been thinking about moving away from That's the right thing. All right. Card number two. What is ready to be harvested or nurtured? Wisdom. Wisdom. And I love this because I've been seeing this out of you recently on social media, where you've been sharing some of your wisdom. You have a very interesting story. You have a very interesting upbringing. You see the world through a different lens than a lot of people do. And I think this is an invitation for you to continue to share your wisdom with other people. You do have something to offer, something solid, something interesting, something powerful. This is an invitation, I think, for you to continue to share that wisdom with other people, right? You have a lifetime of life experiences and interesting things that you have experienced, and you've seen a lot of things that other people maybe have not. So, strong invitation there to keep talking. And maybe just a strong affirmation that what you're doing, it's good, it's smart. Card number three, the shadow of the sun. What needs to be released or transformed? And interestingly, our number one spot already kind of gave you that. More interestingly, the card that comes up in this position is the victory and success card. So how does that fit? We want to release victory and success? No. It's just asking you to release the need to always be right or always win. If that's in you, if that there's that part in you that needs to always have victory, let go of it. Transform that into a place where I think, Lillian, this really backs up to other spots in your life where you were made to feel shame for not being correct or right or perfect or something along those lines, that this is another spot where you can let go of past perceived failures or past perceived mistakes. Okay. Card number four. This is solar power. What personal strength or power can I harness? You're going to laugh because you're going to say, I do not have patience. But the card is the waiting game. So this card says, hold on. It's going to be okay. You're okay. Hold on. Wait a little bit longer. Have some faith in yourself. All right, the path forward. This is card five. What steps should I take to align with my highest potential this season? So the card is the sacrifice card. What you're being asked to do personally is to sacrifice things that aren't serving you any longer. This could be sacrificing the way you're spending your time. I think it could be. Or sacrificing putting your energy into things that are not serving you well and finding more ways to put your energy into things that do serve you. I know you were serving as a volunteer or a docent of some sort at a, I want to call it a nursery, but I know that's wrong, but something along those lines. This is talking about stuff like that. Sacrificing your time to do things that are good for you, that are community-based, that get you around other people, that make you feel connected to the people around you, make you feel like you're helping to make the world a better place. More of that. That's feeding your spirit more than anything. And then your summer solstice blessing. The card is rejoice and celebration. So this is the final your blessing from the sun. This is the card that really invites you to find things that are positive to hang on to as you move through the summer solstice, right? So the celebration card. But if you look at this card, there's three sets of hands. I mean, certainly a martini's called for, obviously. But also potentially, yeah, celebrating with friends. Also, just allowing yourself to celebrate, to look at the things that are working, be happy about the things that are going well, and that sort of thing. But there's a social aspect here that I think can't be denied as well. So there you go. Not a bad gig. Not a bad look for you for the summer solstice, for sure. So that's how you do that spread. Not too tough. Pretty easy one to lay out, and a really great one to be able to just use to as a jumping off point to take a look at this summer solstice period. Okay. All right, going back to Luminous for a couple of minutes here. Christy, pardon me. I don't know why I'm coughing. It's something in this office that's getting me. Christy's energy oracle exercise this week is the white light shower. This is such a good one if you feel like you're getting slimed by everybody else. This is a really good one to do. It's quick, it's easy, and just helps to clear off the sludge and brighten you up. All right, lots of crime over at True Crime Squad, obviously, now and forever. And lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation if you're looking for some help with that. And there you go. That is Luminous this week. So I hope you found some gems in there. All right, just taking a look at the chat room here. JR said she walked further during PT today than she's walked than ever before. Good for you. Look at you go. I know this has been a hell of a hard year for you. Really holding space that the summer solstice really shines on you, my friend, and gets you back into a better place. So good for you. Lillian said, thanks for reaffirming everything I've been feeling. Love my reading. My honor. When she taped it so she can watch it over and over. Wonderful. My honor. Oh, Sid said she was at Hobby Lobby thinking of crocheting a little sun-shaped charm for her keychain. She said, I've never crocheted and I'm debating whether to wing it or go the analytical, meticulous route. I have no advice on that because I'm a terrible crocheter. I tried. My mom crocheted. She would always have, and Rhonda crochets. Rhonda crochets beautiful things. But I can remember my mom just having her little basket with her project in it and her yarn. And like at night when we'd watch TV, sometimes she'd just be, crocheting away. She had little afghans that she'd put on the backs of the couches and stuff like that. I could never, ever manage it. And being a little Mormon girl, like, those handicraft things, that was a part of who you were supposed to be. But I was not good at that. Never could. I don't think I pay enough attention, honestly. Pamela, I wanted to get back to your request. She said she would like to ask for prayers and healing for her friend John, who's dealing with cancer and a slew of other issues. Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you all to just join me here for a minute, and let's just focus our energy on John. On showing him healing and his best self and his body returning to a state of balance. So we'll tune in through you, Pamela. Yep, holding space and intending all the best for John. Lillian can only crochet scarves. No, I get it. Oh, Sid said, I love collecting crochet doilies like my grandma used to make. I need to find a pattern to follow. Yeah, no kidding. My grandma did those too, and I still have some of hers and some of my great grandma's. And they're amazing. The tatting and like that was some really skilled stuff. Absolutely. My grandma's hand embroidered too. I can embroider if I had to. Not something I like probably enjoy more than I like the embroidery machine work better. But I can embroider. I did a lot of cross stitch when I was a kid. That was like I think maybe just super popular at that time, but I can remember doing a ton of cross stitch. Tara said, I let crochet tell me what I'm doing, but my brain works differently. Sid said she checked out the crochet thread, and there doesn't seem to be a big assortment of colors like I remember at the Five and Dime. Oh, interesting. Well, good luck. I thought about going downstairs and cutting some glass and doing some kind of a little glass, stained glass piece, maybe for the summer solstice for me to put up in the window. Pamela's grandma did cut work and tatting. Interesting. Talented stuff. I always think about, like, there was a time when if you didn't make it, you probably didn't have it, or barter with someone else, right? I mean, it just wasn't. You could just go buy anything you wanted. You made it and you took pride in it. And I like that. I really want to, part of my summer solstice goal over the summer, I've been playing a little bit with clay. I've been talking about this for a while, but with clay and ceramics, and Scott has a huge ceramics project that he's working on right now that I'll roll out to you guys at a later date. But I really want to make some of my own casserole dishes, pie plates, those kinds of things. I want to be able to open my cupboards and have a good part of the mugs, the bowls, the dishes in there be things that I made that came from me. When I roll up to a family gathering, with a hot dish or a casserole or something, I want the dish that it's in to be made by me. I just love the idea of that. I am not very good at pottery yet. I took a wheel throwing class from my Aunt Jackie. She's amazing. And I learned some stuff. I need to practice a lot more. I ended up sending my wheel home with Matea because she wanted to work with it for a while. But I have been working on some hand building. And that's what I really want to do right now is keep working on hand building stuff and fire them. Part of my challenge was that I didn't have my big kiln. So I have my big kiln for glass, but it doesn't get hot enough for pottery. And I have a kiln that's big enough for pottery, but it wasn't wired so that I could plug it in. Anyway, long story short, Scott did that yesterday. So now I can actually fire from that big kiln and do bigger pottery pieces. So that's what I'm gonna do, by God. So that's what I'm something I was thinking about. But yeah, once upon a time, a very long time ago, our ancestors, they made everything they had. There's just this desire in me, this drive in me to be that person too, in any way that I can. So I am also gonna dedicate some of my glass to building more. Like bowls, serving bowls, things like that, so that I have more of those kinds of things that I made from my own hand. Yeah. Do I still have bee water bowls available? I don't right now. I'm sold out, but I'll get another batch going next week. I'm really focused right now on Pride. So on Saturday, Christy and I and Scott and our friend Sandra are vending at Rexburg Pride, and I'm really excited about it. So I've been making some super cute pieces and helping Scott with his project a little bit, a very little bit. He's done 99% of it, but that's kind of where my focus has been, besides just busy with family stuff. And last week some of Scott's family was in town, and so we spent a lot of time with them over a good part of the weekend. And it was great, but yeah, I'm kind of feeling now. Yesterday it was like a rest day. We ran all weekend long. I'm exhausted. And now today I'm feeling more like I gotta get my shit together and get things done. Right, Sid said back then leisure time for the ladies meant doing mending and making essential stuff by lamplight. Yep, their hands were always busy. Yes. Well, I think we have done it. Let me check the other chat room quick. Hey, Denise. Okay. Suzanne said, I'd love to be able to make large coffee mugs. We collect handmade ones from artisans wherever we go on vacation. Oh, dear God, am I going to have some mugs for you? So I don't know if I've told you guys about Scott's project, but maybe I will for now, for fun. So he's been working on, so he bought a huge lot, turned out to be much bigger. We bit off more than we could chew, and I know that will not surprise you. Nah, we can chew it. But he had purchased a bunch of slip molds. So slip molds are ceramic molds that you pour liquid clay into, and to make the thing that you want. So he'd bought a bunch of slip molds of vintage baby dolls. Not just baby dolls, dolls. I don't want to say baby, it sounds creepy. Creepier. So vintage dolls. So with the intention of creating a horror shop. So he'll have his own Etsy and social medias and stuff aside from mine for this project. But so he's basically right now he's pouring doll heads and turning them into cups and mugs. So and other things. This is a planter. And again, this is for a horror shop. This is likely, well, I don't know. I can't say likely, but it might not be things that you guys are into. But things like that, and bigger planters and things, right? Tara says, this does not surprise me at all, right? Remember who we're talking about, the king of Halloween. This stuff is so right up his alley. I have one more picture to show you, but I'm going to have to resave it here as a JPEG so I can. But at any rate, the bigger heads, we're currently turning them into mugs. Oh, you've got something for me. Oh, I can't touch it. Okay, hold on. Let me pull this off the screen so it's bigger. Yeah. That's ooh, you're way into the glare. Try and get closer. That's a grandpa head. He'll be more like a zombie when he's done. But he is a mug. Yeah. JR said she was not ready to see that, right? Here's shot glasses. Little doll head shot glasses. We're also going to just do doll head lamps. That's my favorite, actually, the creepy lamp. Right, perfect for the right crowd, absolutely. And there is a huge genre of people that love this kind of stuff. So, anyway, we're having a ball with it. But some of the things that came, when you just buy out somebody's old collection, like, you don't know what you're getting, right? All kinds of interesting things. But there's a lamb head and a cow head, and there's several clowns. Oh, the creepy clowns are going to give people nightmares. You know how that goes. But I've been kind of having some fun with that. There's a bunch of little animals, like little pigs and penguins and cows and stuff that are so cute that I think you could easily glaze, paint them and glaze them and turn them into little plant steaks and stuff like that. There's these darling little butterflies that I can't even get my head around how to use them, but they must be used. They're so cute. So anyway, that's Scott's project. There'll be much, much more to come, but it's mug day today, so that's what he's working on. It's always something around here. Right? Lillian hates clowns. More like, yeah, it. I get it. Yep. All clowns are creepy. I have a nephew that's nearly 30 that is just like seriously completely wigged out by clowns. We were walking on a local green belt recently, a couple years ago, and somebody came by in a clown costume. And when I tell you he booked it the hell out of there, he booked it. Oh, I already showed pictures of this. Yeah. There'll be a lot more of this kind of ish right here. But it's a process. You pour them, you clean them, you paint them, you fire them once, sometimes twice. And depending on what you're painting on them, they're a lot of work, and they have to fire in a kiln that'll fire up to 2250 degrees. So it's quite a bit. I would love some skull slip molds. I'll probably try and acquire some. Slip molds are kind of hard to buy now. It's kind of a lost art. Most of the ones we're seeing, you're pretty much buying them used. So, and you want to, because shipping them, if you can buy new, is holy moly, super expensive. But they're fun. It's fun to pour them and give them the time they need, and then open them and get to see what you made. Especially for us, because it's all an adventure right now. Because we don't know anything about the stuff we have. We're just doing our best. Oh yeah, these are. Let's see. Yeah, these are two ones that came out of the kiln this morning that I haven't photographed yet. But yeah, imagine just buying like a whole set of six doll head shot glasses. I know. Someone will. You know it. Alrighty, you guys. Oh, please say the name of the card deck used today. Sid, I used Psychic Tarot by John Holland. Yeah. Okay, well, it is time to go. So please don't forget that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. You can find me over there. Gosh, every day, right? You can find me over there every day doing readings. I do a lot of energy work at 12listen. Animal communication, mediumship. I'll help you with whatever I can. But I am on a contract with 12listen, so that is the only way to be able to connect with me for a reading is to go through that site. And I'll do what I can to help. So thank you so much for being here, you guys. I'll be back next week, same place, same time. Happy solstice. Thank you so much for being here. I love you guys. You are a part of my extended family. I will always be here to help you in any way that I can. I will see you next week. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.